Well, it is now the week between Epiphany and the Baptism of the Lord. That's actually the official name of this week in the liturgical calendar. We are still in the season of Christmas, which is the second shortest season of the liturgical year, the shortest being the Easter Triduum, which oftentimes is considered part of Lent, but it's his own season, and that is only 3 days. It actually begins on Wednesday night of Holy Week, and it continues to Holy Thursday, Good Friday, and then, of course, Holy Saturday, and then you enter into Easter season. So here we are in this time of Christmas. We've just celebrated Epiphany on the way it's done in the United States. In other countries, it's celebrated on the 6th of January, which, of course, is Wednesday. And either way, we've celebrated that, and here on the program, you probably noticed, as I talked yesterday, my focus is always on how we serve Christ and always being rooted in Christ. Now, this particular week is going to be a week that's going to be interesting because today, as you listen to this on Tuesday, is the election going on. I guess you could say the last day of the election going on in Georgia, and we should hear tonight or tomorrow basically who won the election. And then tomorrow is the certification process for the Electoral College happening in Washington. And we've seen headlines of all kinds of issues that may come out of that, and we don't know. So we've got this interesting time going on right now. And I was doing some research for a project I'm working on, and I thought I would read you this small bit of an article to help us to put everything in perspective, and why I choose not to really focus too much on the politics, because we want to be focused on who we are as Catholics, and those who aren't Catholic who are listening, as Christians, and focusing on being rooted in Christ, seeking to live the gospel, because that's what our baptismal call is all about. So kind of put everything in perspective. I wanted to read to you a little paragraph that I found. I was doing some reading the other day, so I want to find there. And I want to read it to you. And it's kind of to illustrate the importance of why I don't really focus so much on the political issue as I want us to focus on the issue of who we are as Catholics. And regardless of which side wins, you know, which power, the whole bit, our role is always to be disciples of Christ in living the gospel. So what is written here is that because this is in response to the election, and the priest says there is a one-party form of government that has been established in America. The Republican Party and its philosophy of rugged individualism has gone forever. A new party composed partly of Democrats, of socialists, of communists, of progressives, and of farmer laborites has been established. And there's a last sentence there that I'm not going to read. The reason why I brought that up is, you know, that sounds a lot like what we're hearing now about the different parts. Well, where's the Republican Party? Where's it? That was from the election. It was after the election of 1936. The last line I didn't read because it would give away when it was is that the Democratic Party is partly of Democrats, of socialists, of communists, of progressives, of farmer laborites has been established under the banner of the New Deal. The priest was Father Charles Coughlin. It's spelled like Coughlin, but Coughlin, who was very notorious in his preaching, political preaching at the time. And I thought of it because there are some priests around our time that did preach very politically, and it's also one of the reasons why I don't. As a matter of fact, one of the things I said, if you want to know a reason why I don't get into the political preaching, it can be summed up in three words, Reverend Charles Coughlin, because of he caused a lot of problems during his time. But do you see that? And there you have people saying something similar in 1936, and that was before the war, World War II, as everything was changing in Europe. In 1936, And here we are in 19, we're in 2021, and you can pick up or see on the web or anything people saying almost exactly the same thing, which is why I point out that our focus on the program has got to be on focusing Christ, because all that political stuff comes and goes, and we really don't have anything to say to that if we're not rooted in Christ first. So that's the point of the program. So regardless of what happens later on in the week, and we don't know, you know, we can, if people, if they want, they can pick sides or do whatever they want, but still, that doesn't mean anything if we're not first focused on living our baptismal values, because that's what Christ is going to call us to do, to live our baptismal promises, which is what our program is all about. Both our programs, but this one is really to help us to have a deeper understanding, whereas the other one is to help the other program, the one that's on at midnight and 3 o'clock in the morning over in WEZE, is all about giving us the skills to live our baptismal promises, especially as we may be working, you know, essentially in the front lines, not literally in the front lines, but in the front lines of service to others. Whereas this one is really to help us to deepen our faith in general. So if you look at that, you know, why do we want to be focused on Christ first? Because if we get lost in the political, we'll be fighting the same battles they've been fighting for 260 years. We'll be right back after this. You're listening to the voice of St. Anthony Parish from Alston, Massachusetts, here on WROL 950 AM, 100.3 FM. And you can also hear us at CatholicAudioMedia.com.
No word in the English language is less convincing than probably.
Are you sure we should get matching tattoos on our first date?
Sure. We'll probably stay together.
Probably? It's been 23 minutes since I ate. I can probably swim.
You should wait 30 minutes.
Okay, now tell me what to do. Cannonball! Cramp! Oh, I have a cramp. I can probably hit the green from here.
Probably.
Can I get a mulligan?
Ready to go?
Hey, are you sure you're okay to drive?
Yeah, I'm pretty sober. Yeah, I'm probably okay.
Probably okay isn't okay, especially when it comes to drinking and driving. If you're drinking, call a cab, a car, or a friend. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
So don't forget, we have that website, CatholicAudioMedia.com, where you can find a form to send us feedback or any thoughts on the program. You can send us prayer requests. You can read the blog. You can find some exclusive content there. You can also listen to archives of the programs, both our programs, and also You can read the blog, and you can also donate to the show if the show is touching your heart. All of which you can find at CatholicAudioMedia.com. That's CatholicAudioMedia.com. So as you heard, first of all, on Sunday, you heard in my homily yesterday where I was focused on this is the time for us to look at where we're going to be at the beginning of 2021. We can say an epiphany 2021. Where are we going to be? What is our focus? Or 2022. We're already there at epiphany 2021. Hello. Well, where are we are there. Oh, yeah. Sorry. 2022. I can't do math. I've said that. So anyway, 2022. So where are we going to be? So this is the year, as every year can be that, but I think especially around this time for us to bring to the Lord and bring to our prayer, Lord, where are you leading us and what do we need to change to draw closer to you? Now, as you know, I've been encouraging the 33 days consecration to the Lord through Mary, which I'm using the St. Louis de Montfort version. I've done before the Father Michael Gately version, and I like it, but I've done it twice. So I tried this, and this has been very good too. And I've really enjoyed this as well. And I've learned a lot from both books. And of course, the point of doing it around this time was that it is to bring us up to the inauguration. as we begin the next 4 years of this country, but to be established in our consecration to the Lord through Mary, that it leads us to really establish our own direction for the next year anyway. And so that was the point of that. And again, our focus has to be on living the gospel, on rooting ourselves in Christ. So that can be the focus for the entire year. This is a great year for us to do this. You know, I've talked about before how I really think that what we can say that the Lord is kind of putting us on hold and saying, I want you to stop and I want you to listen. You know, one of the powerful things I've mentioned before is one of the warning signs. A warning sign maybe is not the right term, because people are going to take that as the book of Revelation, and that's not where I'm going. It's the Old Testament. One of the ways that the Lord was saying, you need to change your ways, you need to deepen your relationship with me, is to not be in a position where you cannot hear the word of God. That's actually, it's in the Old Testament, one of the prophets. I don't have it in front of me, I'll admit that. But that's true. So even though we are able to hear the word of God through technology and in limited ways in the churches, it's still something to note that the Lord is involved in everything. And, you know, we can take a message here saying, you know, maybe the Lord is saying to stop and listen. And keeping that in mind, this is something we can really plan to do this whole year. I had planned, and I started to do a little bit of it last year, but then, of course, the corona hit and everything got crazy. My whole focus for Lent last year, and we can definitely make it the whole focus for the year this year, is my focus for Lent was make Lent count. So that understand, we can say that for Lent this year, and we can also say really deepen our relationship with God every day this year. And one way we can start in February is saying, in this Lent, we really want to make count, because this Lent is really going to be even more unique than the last one, because the last one we were just kind of trying to figure out what day it was. And now we have an understanding of what we're living through, and we can use that less with less distractions to be focused on saying to the Lord, Lord, where are you leading us? We're going to talk more tomorrow. Have yourself a blessed day. We now have improved our website for smartphone and tablet use. Now you can go right to our podcast. You can also check out the other pages on the website at catholicaudiomedia.com. This will lead you to St. Anthony Parish in Alston. It'll lead you to our blog, our contact and prayer request forms, and also you can share your comments and even prayer requests with us. And if you've been touched by our program, you can even show your support through a donation on our donation page. We're at catholicaudiomedia.com, catholicaudiomedia.com.